Agenda item number 12, Mr. Cimino here, pertaining to Jonah Crab.
Pulled up a slide with the goals and objectives of a fishery management plan that was recently established by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. With the recent declines in the southern New England lobster fishery and population declines that are resulting in harvest declines, there's been a steady increase in the amount of Jonah crabs that are landed mostly from lobster pots, but there are some other gears involved. Those other gears have been accounting for about 1% of the harvest. You can see on the slide here, now this is coastwide landings, that there's been a serious increase in the Jonah landings for the Jonah crab landings for the Atlantic coast. That's what initiated this fishery management plan. The management plan has attempted to consider both the what's been, I guess, considered a traditional fishery for Jonah crabs, and kind of evolve along with the increasing popularity of this. So I will note that we are having a public hearing today for a fishery management plan that the regulations need to be in place by June 1st, 2016. However, it's been a very dynamic plan. We've already got an amendment that was just approved for new regulations that would be in place for January 2017. And we are also starting the process for yet another amendment for a FMP that the ink isn't even dry on yet. But all of this is in an attempt to keep up with what's really pretty much a brand new fishery established on the back of a, unfortunately, struggling southern New England lobster fishery. So the FMP establishes commercial recreational management measures, and it also includes fishery-dependent monitoring measures. It's not a large fishery for the state of Virginia. There's only a few individuals involved. There's a lot of overlap with the Maryland watermen that also land this species. One of the aspects of the traditional fishery in our region is a claw fishery. The meat tends to go bad on this species quickly, so either the entire crab or the claws need to stay on ice. The FMP is requiring that states establish limited entry commercial fisheries. It's also allowed the states of New Jersey through Virginia to create a limited entry claw fishery for those individuals that can prove history in the fishery. And proving history would be having recorded landings either with VMRC's mandatory reporting program or with federal dealer reports. I mentioned an amendment a new addendum that's coming through, and that addendum would be to address what exactly a limited entry claw fishery would entail, whether or not the federal government would also accept this, which would be very important for the state of Virginia, since pretty much all of our claw landings come from federal waters. And it's also going to consider whether or not other states can be involved in that claw fishery. What we're asking here today is to establish a brand new regulation for Virginia. It would be Chapter 4 VAC 20-1310. I'll list the requirements that it is establishing. It's establishing a recreational harvest and possession limit of 50 crabs per person. It's, as I mentioned, establishing a limited entry permit for any individual that has a federal lobster permit and can also show harvest within the state, either with state records or federal records. It would establish a incidental permit for any other individuals. That incidental limit currently would be a 200 crab per trip limit. That's what's in regulation now. As I mentioned, that will be something that we'll be revisiting soon. It also establishes buyer reporting on top of harvester reporting in order to track the landings as much as possible. So this regulation, and I'm sorry, I don't have the draft reg in front of me, but we are establishing buyer reporting. Mandatory harvest reporting is already required for all of our harvesters. That's in Regulation 610. This FMP also requires states to do biological sampling. We also already have that requirement of harvesters and buyers to allow us to sample in place in Regulation 610 as well. So staff is recommending the commission establish this new regulation, Chapter 4, VAC 20-1310, to prohibit the retention of egg-bearing females, establish a commercial minimum size, to establish a limited entry directed fishery permit, a Jonah Club claw fishery permit, and to establish a commercial bycatch permit, and to establish the commercial and recreational trip limits.
Are there questions from the commission? I have one. How many people would this encompass?
Well,
less than five?
From landings records right now, we're talking about 4 to 5 individuals in the commercial fishery. Of course, there are a lot of people in the recreational fishery that depend on this species as bait. So.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Cimino. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on the matter of Jonah crabs? Please come forward, Mr. Bob. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Wes Blow, a recreational fisherman from Newport News. This is a very important bait for recreational fishermen. So I would certainly hope that the recreational fishermen continue to be allowed to use this as a bait. The ASFMC recommendations for this, I believe, under the commercial end is a 4.75-inch minimum for the Jonah crabs. That size is basically almost useless for recreational fishing. When they're used, we use much smaller ones. And the ASFMC recommendations, I believe, is not to have a minimum for recreational fishermen. So I would ask for that, for the recreational fishermen. There's also another little crab, I think, called a rock crab that is in our area that is highly confused with this crab. Just making a note of that. Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience wish to be heard on the matter of Jonah crabs? The public hearing is closed. Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Is there a discussion? Is there action? Ms. Erskine.
I make a motion to accept staff recommendation to comply with the fishery management plan.
Okay, I'll second.
Second by Mr. Neal.
And I will note that the recommendation does not include a recreational minimum size.
Yes, and that is in the draft reg that as required by the FMP, the minimum size limit is for the commercial fishery.
Any discussion on the motion and the second and the issue? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.